Shalom Aleichem. Mishnah Yomi is learning chapter 14 of Zevachim, our last parak here, Mishnayot 7 and 8. Today we are continuing the story of the Mishkan, the holy tabernacle, at least the ark, the Aron Kodesh thereof, moving to different places, and the center of Jewish worship being in different places in Eretz Yisrael, and what the halachic effects, what the ramifications are for the divine service based on where the Aron was. So yesterday we talked about the Mishkan being in Shiloh, and mentioned the archaeologists were very certain of where Shiloh was based on the fact of the broken earthenware kalim that had been used to cook korbanot offerings in that location. The Mishkan was actually set up in Shiloh for 369 years, for quite a long time, but then tragically, the Aron Kodesh, the Ark, was taken out to war against the Plishtim, the Philistines, and was captured. This is in 1 Samuel chapter 4, and when news of this tragedy came back to Eli Cohen in Shiloh, he fell backwards, and died. The next few chapters in 1 Samuel relate that the Aron Kodesh, when it was with the Plishtim, caused a lot of problems for the Philistines, and they ended up sending it back to the Jewish people. So that's where we're picking up in Mishnah Zayin. Bo Lenov, when the Mishkan came back, it was actually set up again in Nov, which was a city, a Kohanic city, with a Givon, and later in Givon. Now what happened again here was tragic, because the Kohanim who lived and served in Nov were almost entirely annihilated by the army of King Saul, Shaul HaMelech, based on Doeg HaEdomi, who saw that David was running away from Shaul and went to seek food and shelter and a sword from the Kohanim in Nov. And those Kohanim there actually helped him. And this is actually brought down in 1 Samuel chapters 21 and 22. They actually only had the showbread, the lechem apanim, and they gave that to David and his men. They gave him the sword of Goliath. And Doeg the Edomi saw them aiding and abetting David, who before he was David HaMelech, and knew he was on the run from Shaul, and called the army of Shaul over, and they almost entirely wiped out the Kohanim there. And the Mishkan, the tabernacle, was then moved to Givon. Now, interestingly, the Givonim are the same as the Natinim, and they sort of converted under false pretenses and were made to be woodcutters and water drawers working for the Kohanim. When all those Kohanim were murdered in Nov, they were out of work. So then the Mishkan was set up in Givon, so they would have some work to do, but really their parnasa was almost entirely eliminated when Shaul HaMelech wiped out the Kohanim in Nov, and they were very upset about this. And actually the Gemara in Yevamot, Daf 78, brings down that they wanted revenge against the descendants of Shaul for taking away their parnasa, for taking away those Kohanim that they had been working for. And at that point, King David, this was years later, David was king at this time, decreed that the Givonim, the Natinim, should not intermarry with regular Miyuchas Jewish people. That's Yevamot 78. And it's the fallout from the story brought in 1 Shmuel, the first book of Samuel, chapters 21 and 22. So then the Mishkan was in Givon for 44 years. So during this time of Nov and Givon, back in the Mishnah, Hutru Habamot, people, Jews were allowed to bring offerings on a bama, on a private altar that they built themselves. And Kodshei Kodshim, but the Holy of Holies, were Necholim, Levim, Neklayim, had to be eaten in the Mishkan, within the curtains, just like when the Mishkan was at Shiloh previously. And Kodshim Kolim, but lesser sanctified things, could be Bechol Ari Yisrael, any of the cities in Israel, anywhere in the Holy Land. And Meiser Sheni is not mentioned because it did not have to be brought to the place of the Mishkan, unlike Shiloh, where it had to be eaten within view of Mishkan Shiloh. Now on to Mishnah 8, the moment we've all been waiting for and the moment we are yearning for every single day. Ba'u l'Yerushalayim. When the Jewish people came to Yerushalayim and built the temple there, of course, King David bought the area and prepared the materials and the foundation, but Shlomo Melech, King Solomon, actually built the structure. So at this point, Nesru Habamot, the private altars were forbidden again, velo hayalahem od heter, and they will never again be permitted. Now, even when there's no Beit HaMikdash structure, as unfortunately we live in this reality without the Beit HaMikdash temporarily, we'll have it again soon, God willing, but even when there's no Beit HaMikdash, there is no leniency to allow private altars again. As the Mishnah explains, Vehi Haita Nachala. This is the Nachala, the inheritance, which is a permanent inheritance referred to in Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 12. So once we come to our inheritance of Yerushalayim and the temple, the bamot, the private altars, are forbidden forever. And the Rambam, Maimonides, brings this down in chapter 1 of Hilchot Beit HaBechira, the laws of the chosen house, meaning the temple. So back in the Mishnah at this point, Kodshei Kodshim Nachalim Vitim HaKloim, the Holy of Holies must be eaten within the curtains, for example, the Kohanim eating the meat from the Chatat. And Kodshim Kolim, the other offerings like the Meiser, the Pesach, etc., Eu Meiser Sheni, and second tithe fruit from all of Eretz Yisrael, Lifnim Min HaChoma, must be eaten within the wall of Yerushalayim. This amazing Gemara, it's starting in Shavuot, Daf 14, about how they would expand the Kedusha, the sanctified area of Yerushalayim, to build the walls bigger. There was a whole parade with the king and the prophet and the whole Sanhedrin, the Urim V'Tumim, and special Karbanot. And they would go around the city and also around the new area they're adding, singing and in a big parade to have everyone's attention. Everyone would know the actual new boundaries of Yerushalayim. And there are midrashim, various chazals, that in the future, when we have the temple again, that Yerushalayim will be expanded to be much, much larger than it is today. So God willing, all of us should witness that and see that with our own eyes soon. Tizkulim mitzvot.